Up next, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Kim Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of April 3rd, 2021.
You know, it's just so typical Google. You know how they were embracing, they said, the modern work methods, and they made a big deal about letting everyone work from home permanently? They lied. That's right. Google's now telling everyone to come back to the Googleplexes around the world, and other tech companies and other industries are sure to follow. And I have to say, I still can work from home, but I started coming back into the studios every day. It's been so much fun. It's been so great. I really like surrounding myself with some company. Okay, that wasn't the best one. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. Just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. Of course, all the gadgets and gizmos and making money, saving money, you know, the drill goes on. What's left of your privacy online? Is there anything left? And you can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast and in your favorite radio streaming app. And of course, you can always get it as a podcast in case you miss a part or you want to hear it again. Over at getkim.com. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. That's special thanks. And salutes go out to our servicemen and women in the Space Force, Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and of course, the Army. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. That's 1-888-825-5254. And when's the last time, speaking of T-Mobile, you looked at your wireless bill? I mean, really, really looked at it. Because if you're tired of saying, like, complicated jargon and hidden fees on your bill, then it's time to just make the switch to T-Mobile. Now, you've heard me talk about T-Mobile plans in the past. Well, they have another amazing plan for those 55 and up that now includes Netflix. It's called Magenta 55 Plus. And get this, it comes with two lines of unlimited data for only $70 a month. That's right, exactly $70 a month, this month and every month. But that's not all. Netflix is now included, so you can binge all your favorite movies and shows without paying for yet another subscription. I know the first thing that I'm watching. How about you? So visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
With auto-pay, sales tax, and regulatory fees included in the rate plan price, keeping it steady, unlimited on T-Mobile's network, customers using 100 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video at 480p received Netflix standard with two lines.
And I'd also like to thank LinkedIn for helping to make this show possible. If part of your growth strategy this year is to add new members to your business, stop messing around. LinkedIn can help you find qualified candidates quickly. Post a job for free over at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim. And also SolveIQ. Do everyone a favor. Stop calling your kids every single time you have a problem with your computer. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you want to. Visit SolveIQ.com/Kim to learn more. That's SolveIQ.com/Kim. S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about future tech that's going to give you a glimpse into where things are headed. Let's talk about batteries. I know. Batteries are such a boring topic. As a matter of fact, we used to have, Mike, I don't know if you remember this. Remember years ago, we used to have the battery update.
Yes, the battery update. Okay. We had music. I'll try to find
it. Yeah, see if you can find it. Because, you know, we talk about batteries so much that we would have the battery update. And then, you know, I used to make fun of it. And there was always like that one guy who would say every week, I love the battery update, Kim, every week. Okay, well, we lost the battery update. But we might want to bring it back. Because here's why. NDBs. NDBs. Anybody know what NDB? You know what NDB stands
for? No idea. Okay.
Nano diamond battery. Yes. Yes. Nano diamond battery. It's a battery made up of, you ready? Diamonds. That's right. Along with some other things like nuclear waste. It's going to draw power from radioactive isotopes. Now, for a brief nuclear lesson. Isotopes typically have half-lives that span thousands of years. So they continue and continue and continue to emit energy. Now, I mention that because according to NDB, which is also the name of the company, this radioactive diamond battery could last up to 28,000 years. Whoa. Deep space travel type stuff. So they're working on a variation for those of us here on planet Earth that's going to last about 9 years. So think about that. A smartphone would never have to recharge for 9 years. The remote, it lost in the couch. 9 years later, you pull it out, it's still working. They've been working on this technology for years. They say they're going to have a working prototype by 2023. And the day those hit the market, wow, I'm going to be giving away all my other batteries just free of charge. Is that the battery update thing? Yes, that's right. The battery update. Maybe we'll have to bring that back. Just like brand new or not true. Maybe we need to have a special segment
make it happen.
Batteries. Yes. So if you want the battery update back, yes, let us know in the interactive chat room or head over to commando.com because we aim to please. But we might not be able to do that because if we bring back the battery update, it's really boring. And then there go our ratings and the stations don't like us.
Mm-hmm. I think with that music, it makes it a lot more exciting.
Yeah. You know what? Next time I talk about batteries, Mike, I'm going to give you the heads up.
Okay.
So we'll have to bring back that music. Number two, a brand new robot. It's a stretch. That's right. This new robot. Don't you love these things from Boston Dynamics? It's designed to do just one thing. It's going to move boxes. So stretch. Visualize this. It's a robot, square base, has a ton of cameras and sensors. The big deal is that this bad boy has a huge robotic arm and with a suction pad. And this suction pad can go down and just grab 50-pound boxes. And here's how Stretch is different. Normally, these type of robots are just bolted down. They can't roam around. But Stretch is on wheels, going places. It rolls around the whole warehouse. But the thing is that this bad guy can pack 800 boxes an hour. Okay. That's about 4 times faster than a human being, or about 20 times faster than probably me. 80% of the world's warehouses don't use any type of automation because they say they can't afford it. No word on how much Stretch is going to cost, but Amazon's going to be all over this. You know that. But either way, you really have to watch out for some warehouses. I've heard that during the full moon, they can turn into houses. Yeah, there's a bit of a stretch. Number three, the best languages to speak. So often here on the show, you call me up, you send me email, post messages on social. Kim, my kids, my grandkids, I want to get back into programming. What are some language that we need to know? So I saw a report this past week. Just thought I'd pass it along. If you're into like robotics, AI, web developer, data scientists, computer engineers, networking, see, a lot of it depends upon what you really want to do. And then the language will dictate that. But if you have to choose, there's always C++. A lot of people are using that for video games and operating systems and apps and things like that. Python is pretty easy to pick up. And then there's also one called Swift. It comes from Apple, and it's really used to develop apps. Just remember that whatever you decide to code in binary, it's going to take a lot of effort because you got to learn it bit by bit. Number four, quantum computing. Now, before your eyes glaze over, because I just said quantum computing, I want you to sit up straight, adjust yourself, put on your thinking cap, because artificial intelligence and quantum computing are getting together, and it's going to mean big developments in things like diseases and cures for diabetes, cancer, Parkinson's, because two big names are getting together for this, IBM and the Cleveland Clinic. Okay, so you know this is going to be making a difference. Now, quantum computing, it's not like the computer that you're using right now. Computers are binary, zeros and ones, right? But quantum computing, they use something called quantum bits. Now, this is a fun fact that you can use to impress your family members and friends, or if you're ever on a date, because quantum bits can exist in both zeros and ones at the same time. Yes, ooh, ah, right, yes. So a quantum computer have been able to solve a complex calculation in about 3 minutes that the world's biggest supercomputer would take 10,000 years. So you got IBM, Cleveland Clinic, going after all these diseases and advancements. There's going to be some major things that are coming down over the next couple of years. And I know what you're thinking, because I was too when I was reading this. I mean, all this processing power, and I can still only type like 40 words per minute. All right, number five. Okay, Google, start the car. Google and the Fiat 500, they're getting together to create a car. When you look at the car, you see a lot of Google branding. You have the corporate logo on the car seats. You find Hey Google badges all over. And the headrests have Google tags. And they have 7-inch touchscreens and Google Assistant built in. And it will monitor your car remotely, check the car's fuel, see if it's locked, switch on the emergency lights. really kind of something when you're seeing that you have a partnership between a tech company and a car manufacturer. They're not out yet, but when they hit the road, everybody's going to have Google on the go. But I forgot to mention the wheels. Google Chrome. All right. Trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. When you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, every other role under the sun. And when you're doing it all, you totally need the right tools. But don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that just don't give you the information you need when you need it. So ditch all the old software you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. And here's the reason why. It gives you visibility and control because you have everything that you're trying to manage in your business. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of million dollars in revenue, you have financials, you have HR, you have inventory, you have e-commerce, okay, everything. So if you have all these separate systems and you're trying to analyze and to make decisions based on the data, it's becoming very, very difficult. So what NetSuite does is you have one dashboard. Just think about that. One dashboard. And you see how every aspect of your business is doing and how they all relate to each other. It's just so, so smart. You can save time and money with NetSuite. Join over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they're going to benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. So schedule your free product tour right now, netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about, is your smartphone 5G ready? We've got a quiz, true or false, about megapixels and cameras. And also, I can tell you how you can free space up on your smartphone. And, of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls you never, ever want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, I'm sure that you have at least a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you miss a part, you want to hear something again, you can always get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. You're going to get a 30-day free trial. And then after that, it's just a few bucks a month because, after all, somebody's got to pay the bills. We're not like big tech. We're not tracking everything that you're doing. And again, we have discounts for military, seniors, service personnel. And again, that's all over at getkim.com. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can free up some space on your smartphone. And how about we start this hour with Deanne in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hello there, Deanne.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am a longtime listener, and I really appreciate all your daily tips and tricks. You've really done a lot of things to make my life easier.
Awesome. Yay, Deanne. You're wonderful. Thank you. So how can I help
you
this
time?
You're welcome.
Well, I'm hoping now you might have another tip or trick to make my life easier, maybe in terms of some software. So I own a small construction company. I'm pretty an active volunteer in my community and my kids' school, and that means that I wind up involved in lots of different projects.
Of course you do. Back up just a sec. Okay, so you're running a construction company. Okay, you're volunteering.
Yes, the family business.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, you're volunteering. For how many kids you have?
I have two kids.
Okay, for two kids. Okay, and all their activities, and you're picking them up, you're bringing them everywhere, and is there anything else? Is there time for you?
Well, sure there is.
Okay, good. All right, just making sure. All right, so, and I guess...
I appreciate that.
So I guess you want to get all this organized?
So I have all these project notebooks and to-do lists and documents on my hard drive that relate to all my projects. And life is just a little chaotic sometimes. It would be awesome if I could find some organization software that I could use on Windows and my iPhone, that I could have maybe like a folder for each one of my projects, that I could keep all of my things organized and check off my to-do list as things get done and keep all my notes in one place.
And then life would be grand. And then are you... Within the company, are there projects that obviously that you're collaborating with other people in the company with?
I do collaborate with other people, but I had hoped that collaborating might be a possibility, but that might be too far out of the realm. So a bonus if I could collaborate with people on my software, and double bonus if I could use Siri to maybe dictate or add things to my list while I'm on the go.
And what about vendors? You need to track anything with, like, deliver? I mean, because I'm building a house right now, and I didn't realize how many different vendors that there are and everything that goes into it. I mean, I'm just like...
True statement.
Yeah. So you have a ton of vendors, I bet?
I do have a ton of vendors. And if I'm going to be able to collaborate, I would need to be able to be specific and share certain folders with certain vendors because, you know, the people that are involved in one of my kids' activities don't necessarily care about what's going on at one of my jobs, that type of thing.
And what is going on with the price of lumber? Wow. I mean,
It has really gone up, and steel has too. Everything's pretty volatile right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Why is it do you think it's because of COVID? That's what I was thinking, that we just didn't have all the manufacturing that, you know, or everything that was happening in the supply chain. That's what I was thinking.
Well, absolutely. Everything is related to COVID now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yes, supply chain, but also, you know, we get a lot of our lumber from Canada, and with the border being closed, that has affected availability and pricing too.
Yeah, because I mean, I just saw the price of lumber just skyrocket. I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then we couldn't get steel for certain parts. We ended up, anyway, it's a long story. But back to you. There's a product that we use, a program that we use, and with much success, and it's called Airtable. And it's online, it's software as a service. You're going to pay for it by the month, but it's like $20 a month. But what's nice about it is that it's very flexible and it's customizable. And you can keep all your notes. It has an app, so you can use the app with, you know, so you have it on the go. And it allows you to assign various tasks to various people, so they would only have access to those folders. So what I'm seeing is that you have like a master folder for like the construction business, and then maybe different folders for different projects along the way. And then you would have contacts and assignments. And then it also shows you interdependencies. So, you know, if the concrete guy has to get there before the framing guy, it's going to tell you if there's going to be a conflict if the concrete guy doesn't do his part. So it kind of helps you stay organized along that way. And then, of course, you have all the volunteering work that you do for your kids' activities. And it really is, it's a project management platform, but you could actually extend it into your life management. Now, if this just looks overwhelming, there's another product I just want to tell you about called Evernote. So either look at Airtable or Evernote. I've tried Evernote, but you really have to be dedicated to using, like any organizational method. But Evernote might be a little bit easier to consume. So Airtable or Evernote. Deanne, thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We have more of your calls and tips coming up you don't want to miss. Hey, thanks to the data brokers profiting off of your online activity. There's no longer such a thing as a private citizen. To keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Get 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Kim. ExpressVPN.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I want to tell you about. First of which, over at commando.com, we have this great article you don't want to miss about is your smartphone 5G ready? You can actually check a list. The latest iPhones, many Samsung phones from the past for your support 5G, but that doesn't matter if you can't use the service. It's just rolling out. So all the major mobile providers have some type of coverage, but T-Mobile is actually pulling ahead. The company covers nearly 40% of the country, almost 4,000 cities and 9,000 zip codes. You can learn more about it over at commando.com. You can actually check to see if your phone's on the list to see if it's 5G ready. Again, that's commando.com. Hit Kim Show. And also, we have a great tip on how to check your laptop battery health. You know, the laptops they use, got a lot about batteries this hour. Lithium ion batteries, they lose the charging capabilities over time. Replacement batteries aren't cheap. So on your PC, you can check the battery health. You can use Windows PowerShell terminal. Or if you're on your Mac, there's over in the cycle count, the hardware. And we have those steps, of course, over on the website, because it's hard to give out steps on a national radio show. Heather in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I've always wanted to live in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Heather.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a great place to live, and they can listen to your show in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I originally found your show in Denver, Colorado while driving home from work, so I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
And my question is, I do have a MacBook Pro, and I need to have the battery changed and have a tune-up to help it be more efficient. I use Keychain to store my passwords, and I'd like to know how I can secure it when I'm having it worked on.
You know what, Heather? I'm going to give you a huge gold star for being so smart.
Well, thank you.
You are.
Because I listen to you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. See, so many people, they just think, well, I need a new laptop battery. I'm just going to bring it in. Or I'm just going to give it to my friend of a friend of a friend to fix it because he says he can do this on the side, and that's what he does. So what you want to do, and the steps are really hard to give out on the air, so I'm going to actually write these up for you. Because if I say, like, for example, you need to change the password to your keychain. What you're going to do is you're going to give your keychain a password that's different than your user password. A couple of steps here. And then you are also going to, what I would do is set up a separate profile on the laptop. On my laptops, I have one for a profile for me, and then I have one for maintenance. And then you can set different restrictions. And effectively, if you do this, the tech isn't, even if they reset your user profile password, they're not going to be able to change the keychain password. Of course, the good rule of thumb, too, is before you take anything in as well, make sure that you do a time machine backup or a backup to the cloud, something like that. Because you never know, right? You just never know what might be happening. So is that cool if I email you the steps on how to do this?
That would be fantastic. I knew you would know the answer to my problem. Thank you.
My pleasure, Heather, because, you know, the last thing we want is somebody going into the innards of your computer and then grabbing this stuff. So basically what we're going to do is make sure that this keychain has a different password, set up a different user profile, then we're good to go. Let's see. Pat in Chicago, Illinois. Hello there, Pat.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for responding to my question. I have read your articles and your tips and suggestions over the years, and I happened to come across one of your recent articles, and I saw the opportunity to contact you. So I appreciate you taking the time to help me out, because my I had a website for my freelance business, which I no longer have, but I still was using the email extensively, and the website provider has stopped responding to phone calls, text messages, tickets, anything like that. And I didn't know if there was a solution for something like this.
Now, Pat, you sent me an email, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know what I did? Can I tell you what I did? Only because I was like, it's not right when your website provider doesn't contact you, because it kind of effectively locks you out of your business. If you want to move the domain, if you want to get something done, if they're not responding to emails, support tickets, phone calls, or what have you. And so the website domain company was Guardian Host, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I went on to LinkedIn, and I hunted down a gentleman by the name of Marcus Tillman. And he says that he's the owner of Guardian Host Networks in Kissimmee, Florida. He's got 107 connections. And I wrote him a note. And I said, hey, Marcus, I have someone who wrote me who says that no one at your company is answering any support tickets or the phone calls. He just wants to move the domain. Can you help out? He hasn't answered me either.
Well, Marcus died 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
He was wonderful. His son took over the business, and it's, you know, I had paid up for a year, and I thought, it was going to be the end of the year.
Wait a second.
And I was going to transfer it.
So what is this? Where's the son?
I don't know. I've done extensive research with my limited knowledge.
All right. Okay.
Looking him up on the internet, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So, you know what? If the son took over the business, this is...
Yes.
Okay. The son took over the business. The son is not dealing with the father's LinkedIn account and still has the father listed as a living human being and the owner and running this. The son isn't worth anything. So let's just forget about the son, forget about the business, and figure out how to transfer the domain. We can do that. I bet you John and Jeremy in here, they know how to, I bet you they'll know a way around transferring your domain to somebody else. the website needs to be redesigned anyway, so who cares what it looks like? And if you wanted to download all the graphics, you can do that. But the big thing is that we need to let's forget about this Guardian host, because, and if anybody's listening in Florida, if you got any knowledge, you know somebody, or maybe you're listening and you actually work for Guardian Host, it would be really wonderful if you were to keep the LinkedIn account open so that if somebody wants to contact you, that it's actually legitimate. That would just make smart business sense. It's not the guy who passed away and it still looks like he's a living, breathing human being. And answer your tech support posts. Answer your phone. You have customers. When's the last time you paid them anything?
Approximately a year ago for hosting it for, you know, another year.
Okay, so you are paid up to date.
Yes.
Oh, man.
One thing I did find out, the underlying software is cPanel, and I found out by doing some research that they did not pay cPanel in February, which is when I started having issues with me not receiving my emails.
Okay, so the company's going under. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what we need to do is just to figure out how to get your domain transferred. So what I'm going to do, Pat, is I'm going to put this onto my IT geniuses. And when I say IT geniuses, I don't say that lightly. I mean, John and Jeremy are the best in the business. Absolutely. And we're going to figure out how to transfer this domain, get you someplace else. And in the interim, just so that other people may be having the same issue, maybe you might want to just alert the Better Business Bureau in this community in Kissimmee, Florida, and just say, you know, I'm having this trouble. And you know what? Put them on it as well. Because, you know, they...
I did try that, and it didn't go anywhere.
They didn't do anything?
No.
You're not having luck anywhere around.
I've done a lot of work on this before. I decided to try and see if you had some suggestions.
All right. And if you think about playing the lottery tonight, just don't bother. I mean, just say that.
Thank you. I'll accept your advice.
Yes. Just go buy a cup of coffee. It's be much, much better money spent. So
yes.
I'm going to put you on hold. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to get help. I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to get all your contact information, Pat, all right? And we're going to do our best to make sure that we're going to be able to move the website. Just going to get it off of this site, this web hosting company. And you know, web hosting, it's a big business. It's a tough business. And unless you have somebody who's on it every single day, which obviously is not the case, it doesn't seem like it's a viable option for you, Pat, at all. I think it's time for you to jump ship and go find somebody else. We're going to do that. All right, let's talk about a great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. Ransomware strikes again. Just recently, the Park Hill School District in Kansas City was hit with a ransomware attack that forced the district to shut down classes for an entire week. It was supposed to be the first week students returned to the classroom full time since the beginning of the pandemic. Well, fortunately, they had a secure backup. They didn't have to pay the ransom. But this is why you need a reliable backup service from iDrive. The best protection against ransomware is just to have a backup of all your data. My longtime sponsor, iDrive, just won PCMag's best cloud backup solution for consumers and businesses for the 7th year in a row. You see, with regular automated backups, you can restore your data anytime. A great feature in the fight against ransomware. Let me tell you, it's an affordable step. Can potentially save you time and money in the event of hardware failure or an attack. And plus, you can back up all your PCs, your Macs, your mobile devices into one account. Plans start at less than $6 a month. And when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, we use our phones for everything. What that means is that it's probably eating up a lot of storage space. So if you start getting those messages, you know what I'm talking about, here are some things you can do. Delete the apps. Take a look at all the apps you have installed on your data. And then when you delete it, it's going to say, do you want to delete the app or just the data, or do you want to delete everything? Delete everything. You're not going to use it anymore. And take a look at your text. You'll be surprised how much storage space your text messages are taking up on your phone. But really, the big deal is photos and especially videos. If you got tons and tons of them sitting on your phone, make sure that you back them up. We just talked about iDrive. You can back them up with a service like iDrive, then delete them from your phone storage. And if you go to commando.com, under Kim's show, the top of the homepage, there's a a link to our report, Three Ways to Free Up Space on Your Smartphone. You're going to get step-by-step instructions. You know, cloud storage is the way to go. I mean, there's just plenty of data to back that up. Hey, stay right where you are. We're going to talk about phony post-vaccine surveys. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, you can kiss expensive car just goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy, so make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, here's the deal. Over at Komando.com, and you've just heard me talking about our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy, and they really, really are. Over at Komando.com, we have the Komando community, of course. And inside the Komando community, yeah, when you sign up, you get a whole bunch of things. Of course, you get access to the webcast, our interactive chat room. Also, during the week, by the way, 24/7, we have something on the website called the Chat Cafe, which is kind of cool because people go in and they want to chat. They can do that in an environment that big tech is not tracking you, because we don't have ads and we're not seeing where you came from, what you're doing there, what you're writing about. So that's why we charge a monthly subscription fee. And it's just a couple of bucks a month. And it basically covers the podcast, the webcast, and also the Komando community Q&A forum. So, like, for example, this past week, X-Ray 10 was asking about the Brave browser that we wrote about. And he was wondering about what exactly are site authentications. Okay, John goes right in. He's like, hey, credentials. These are the credentials used to log into a site, like our site, and you have the choice of storing them in the browser or not, okay? Right there, answer in just a couple of minutes. Or what about question from, you guys should really have your names on this. You shouldn't go around as like 161088. Because, I mean, what if you had that? That was your, it sounds like a prison number. I'm 161088. Use a name. He's wondering about Reimage Plus, Windows Repair, does it work? And John goes through and says, you know, here's what you want to do. You want to go into your hard drive using the installation DVD or ISO file and broken operating system files. Okay, all this great stuff. Stuff you can trust. Komando.com, sign up for Komando Community. All right, speaking of Komando.com, we have Allie, our amazing content queen here. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So what's going on in content land and Komando land?
There is so much going on, so I narrowed it down to three things. One, an article this week that everyone should read. Then something coming up that I know lots of people are going to be excited about, and a newsletter feature that I want everyone to see.
Okay.
The article first. It's about a Facebook security setting. So this isn't one, you know, turn off face tracking. It's not Facebook getting into your info. This is if you lose your password or otherwise can't log in, how do you ever get back in? Well, you can set up something called Trusted Contacts. I won't go through all the steps here, but basically it's you can find someone that you are friends with, that's a family member, and they'll be able to send you a link and a code so you can get back into your account. I know this is a problem because we get lots of messages from people who say,
we do.
I'm locked out of Facebook. What do I do? They won't help me.
Well, there's also, you know, while you're talking about trusted contacts, there's also that legacy contact too that people should set up. So
absolutely.
You know, it's going to happen one day. So you might as well set up somebody who's going to take it all over for you now, because, you know, if you don't, odds are it's going to be that person that you don't like in the family the most.
There you go. Yeah, you need to do it before you actually need it, right? Something coming up this week. We get lots of questions. How do I get Google out of my business?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you want to wipe out what Google knows about you. Maybe you find some alternatives. This week, we're going whole hog. We're going to tell you, if you finally just are going to throw your hands up and say, I'm done, here is how you get rid of Google altogether. So we'll show you what you need to download and how to delete your account. Now, yes, you won't be able to use some stuff, but if it's worth it for you privacy-wise, we'll show you how to do it.
Now, is there an option there, Allie, that when you delete your account, you tell Google, okay, I'm gone, I don't love you anymore, delete everything that you've ever collected about me? I'm guessing the answer is probably no.
Well, it's not that easy. There's no self-destruct button. You'll have to go through and do each thing one by one. You can wipe out, you know, there's a lot you can wipe out, and we'll show you how to do it.
Okay, number three.
Well, that leads me right to our tips newsletter, because this is going to be one of our tips of the day. And we have completely redesigned our tech tips newsletter. It's awesome. It's easier than ever to read. There's so much information in there. I really love it. And my favorite thing is our quick tip of the day. So this is new. If you get this newsletter, you know about it. Every day we share something right there. You get all the steps. You don't have to you know, it, they're simple to follow. You don't have to read through an article. It's right there in the newsletter for you.
Which is different for us. Because before, we'd say, okay, here's part of it. Go to the website. So what we're trying to do is to give you everything that you need. And Allie, you're doing such a fabulous, marvelous job with these newsletters. I mean, I open it and I'm like, wow, this is pretty. I'm like, oh, it's from us. It's really great. So if you do want to get the tips newsletter, we have a special site for you just to go. Right, Al? It's at commando.com/, is it tip newsletter? Or is that where they go?
Yep.
Commando.com/tip newsletter. And by the way, all the great content over at commando.com, Allie, amazing Allie, is the responsible for picking each and every piece of content. So whether it's news, breaking news, the tips, the how-tos, whatever it may be, the videos, that's Allie's job. So if you love everything on commando.com, just sign up for the tip newsletter, commando.com/tip newsletter. And if you don't like it, then you can just file all the complaints. Don't tell me. Just tell Allie, because that's Allie's. Allie, you do a great job. Just teasing you. Coming right back, we have a trending scam we need to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. Over at commando.com, every single day we keep you updated on the scams and the latest alerts. And that's where you can find me 24/7. That address is simple. KOMANDO.com.